This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. And I think it's just about evening for you.
Yes. Very good morning to you and a good evening over here in Asia.
Now, it's going to be a very busy week for data. We'll talk about that in a moment or two. But can we get first the latest from the markets where you are?
Yes, for sure. So what's interesting over here right now is we start to see a slew of negative feedback loop or risk-off situation in primary during the Asia session, where we start to see a sell-off pretty much steeply on the US major stock indices futures, particularly the S&P 500 e-mini futures and the NASDAQ 100 e-mini futures. Both are down at close to negative 1% during Asia session. And as we are discussing, both are actually down a negative 2% for the S&P 500 e-mini and the NASDAQ 100, down by a greater magnitude of negative 3%. And also, we start to see a slew of red for the majority of the major benchmark Asia stock indices, ranging all the way from Singapore, Japan, where the Nikkei 225 is down by negative 0.9%. The Korea Kospi is able to gain a positive of 0.7%. But the internationally trade-dependent country, Singapore, which where I'm based, the Singapore Straits Times Index is down negative 0.2%. And what's interesting over here is that for a very, very long time, we start to see the outperformance of the Hong Kong stock market, where the Hang Seng Index is actually up by 0.7%. So what's causing this negative reaction? Majority of the benchmark Asia stock indices, as we are speaking right now, is because of these two things that takes place during Asia session. Is number one, at the very start of today, Trump actually kind of solidified his stance that he's willing to slap this 25% tariffs on Colombia in a dispute regarding about migrant. So with this, market participants view that particular trade tariffs against other US major trading partners, especially with China, Canada and Mexico, are still live. So there's still a risk that the trade tariffs may go on these three key countries, Canada, Mexico and China, somewhere around these few weeks or so. And that causes the negative feedback loop. And also on top of that, over the weekend, there's this a lot of independent research portal saying that there's this Chinese based AI firm called DeepSeek AI reasoning capabilities. They are almost as good as the US-based OpenAI. And we know that in the last year or so, US has stringent restriction of Chinese technology firm of getting the higher technology know-how in terms of knowledge and hardware in building AI capabilities in China. But surprisingly, this China-based AI startup, DeepSeek, is able to do that. And there's a lot of independent research firms saying that its capability is almost as similar as OpenAI. And even for those premium services, there's a DeepSeek cost to client is offering as a much lower cost than the current cost subscription. So that causes the negative feedback loop on the NASDAQ 100, because we know that the NASDAQ 100 is primarily the main players in this current AI high productivity push, where last year outperforming the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's an interesting development in AI, Kelvin, maybe a game changer. And there will be more of these, won't there, where other competitors from around the world, but particularly from China, break the current monopoly that the likes of OpenAI have at the moment. Let's talk about the week ahead. We've got a raft of data coming up. I think probably the one that we're looking forward to more than most is what Jerome Powell is going to say after the Fed announcement. Of course, markets expecting no change, no cut whatsoever. I think you said to me off air, it's 100% belief that there'll be no change to the interest rates, and I'm sure that is the case. But it's the forward guidance from Jerome Powell which will be interesting.
Yes, precisely. So market participants will be pretty much close attention to this coming Wednesday, US timing on the 29th of January, is the press conference of Fed Chair Powell, particularly concerning about what will his take be, or what will the Federal Reserve take be in formulating its future monetary policy, taking into account of ongoing and upcoming Trump's administration fiscal policy push. So particularly on that steep corporate tax cuts, and as well as the trade tariffs policy, and also potentially that could impact the labor market, is due to this big push of this anti-immigration drive that could actually reduce the potential talent pool in US and net in the long run. From a medium-term to long-term perspective, that could actually exert inflationary pressure in the United States. So market participants will want to hear what's Powell's view on this. So I do reckon that there's a high chance that a couple of journalists will tend to actually quiz Powell during this Wednesday press conference. So what's interesting on the market in terms of the CME FedWatch 2, based on the pricing of the Fed Funds Futures contract, they are actually in line with the latest Federal Reserve dot plot in terms where the median Federal Reserve officials projection for Fed Funds rate will be in 2025. So market is actually expecting only 2 interest rate cuts for this year, in line with the latest dot plot, roughly coming in somewhere in the summer months of June, July, and potentially there could be one more cut coming towards the end of the year during the December FOMC meeting. So only 2 interest rate cut has been priced in so far, as based on the CME FedWatch 2 for 2025. So let's say if Powell starts to sound a bit more concerned about Trump's administration policy, that they could impact the formulation of US monetary policy, market may view this as a kind of a lesser dovish approach that the Fed may take, and that could potentially only reduce forward guidance in terms of interest rate cut for 2025 to only 1. So if such scenario takes place over here, that could introduce a two-way volatility into the market. So potentially we may see the continuation of the dollar strength. What we see last week, that we see the dollar index has a fall of a weekly decline of the largest since November 2023. So that particular ground, it starts to trade at some 50-day moving average support. So potentially that could see a bit of dollar boost coming back into the picture. And also something to mention is that we still have earnings week for this week. So this week earnings were also pretty much key to also detect the short-term direction of the major US stock indices, particularly the NASDAQ 100 and the S&P. Why? Because on Wednesday as well as Thursday, we do have a mega cap stocks earnings announcement ranging from Microsoft, Meta, Tesla, and Apple that is due, where market participants has been praising and signing high hopes of a continuation of strong earnings growth from these mega cap stocks. So market participants will be viewing very closely about their earnings numbers, and as well as any hints of continuation in optimism in terms of forward-looking revenue and growth number for the next quarter.
And of course, those comments from Jerome Powell, Kelvin, will perhaps be affected by what comes next on Friday with the core PCE numbers. Of course, we're saying there's going to be no cut in rates. We're waiting to see whether Jerome Powell is hawkish or dovish ahead of a possible rate cut or two in 2025. But if we get another bit of data with the core PCE, which suggests inflation is on the up again, or perhaps going the other way, that could affect a lot of what markets think.
Yes, yes, precisely. Because if you look at the core PCE price index on a year-on-year basis, it has started to plateau since June 2024 at 2.6%. And in the last 3 or 4 months thereafter, it slowly starts to inch up slightly to 2.7%. And the last one we had was 2.8% in November. So what market is pretty much assigning right now is a similar growth rate of 2.8%. So what it seems to us that over here is that it seems that inflation is actually not tricking downwards to that 2% target that the Fed desired. And if for the November reading, it starts to tick slightly higher, let's say at 2.9%, that could actually raise alarm bells that inflation is back on a kind of a sticky mode again in the US economy.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Kelvin, for your thoughts today. We'll speak to you again very soon. Have a great week.
Sure. Likewise.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.